And now on the Continuous Call Team, the Sunday Carve-Up, thanks to Uber Eats.
They're not going to make the eight. If they do make the eight, it'd be one of the greatest miracles since Moses parted the Red Sea.
That was a miracle.
What was it like, Davey?
He called it.
Here he comes Moses.
He knew Moses since he was a little boy.
Straight down the high diddle-diddle.
Aaron, while I was talking about Chris Lawrence there and playing some audio, you stood up and were doing squats in the studio.
How many squats do you do? Like, you get right down to the floor? Like,
no, I don't get down to the floor. I go about perpendicular. I don't have a bot bot. I'm 36.
Perpendicular?
Doing the squat and ab challenge. So you guys won't recognise me in 26 days.
I did you say in 2021?
There's a line there.
In comes Meany from wide out. Looks good up the boot. Looks good. But then at the last moment.
Well, Edge, if you ever hear a looks good, it's going to miss.
It's missing.
Calligraphy is beautiful.
My grandmother was very good at that sort of thing.
Is that all that fancy and writing?
And was she? Yeah, so is that all that fancy?
Well, you know, yeah, it is. But you know what that means? Your grandmother, did you say?
Yeah, that's right.
She was calligraphic.
Thank you, Daryl.
The sniff gets me every time.
Cue statement followed by sniff. I'm just waiting for the next politician to stand there and make a significant announcement and follow it up with, yes, we are pledging $14.5 million to this next project.
Don't you think that would be good?
Is it like a distraction tactic?
No, it's not a distraction.
Is it because you don't want there to be silence?
It's like an exclamation mark. I've just said something really, really good, and I want a reaction.
I'm staying back tonight till 10 o'clock to work, and I don't want to deal with an angry Davey, okay? Can you just stop?
Well, mate, you're in the wrong job.
I'm sorry.
You're in the wrong job if you don't want to deal with an angry Davey.
I mean, all we need now is Express Princess.
Oh, don't.
What about when the cricket was on during the week and it got rained out? It's tough to sit there for 6 hours just watching the rain falling on the television.
Does he do that?
Pake comes at him to start with. Surely he's not going to put them both in the sin bin because the both of them hit him.
Yep. It'll be a penalty.
Jeez, he sounds confident.
Thanks, Steve. Just have another guess,
mate. Oh, my goodness.
Thanks, Steve. Surely someone's in the bin.
It's not a professional foul.
Yep.
It's just a penalty.
It's not a professional foul. What is it then?
Oh, Benny. They've lost the plot.
I'm building a Nerf gun wall.
A what?
I'm building them a whole wall so they can rack all their Nerf guns on
How many
the wall.
Do they have now, Jeez, Piggy?
Father of the
Probably
year.
Probably we've got about 30.
And you reckon your son's got aggression problems?
Hey.
Hello?
We've got shotguns, heavy snipers.
You got hand grenades?
No. We play armies all the time at home. Love it. Boys are upstairs and I've got the shotgun and I go, Harry, Will, come down and check this out. And then they run down and I just come out and blast them. Yeah.
Have you got the green and dark green?
I've got the vest that holds all the extra, no, extra no, Nerf gun bullets.
Where they can't see you.
Camouflage.
Camouflage suit. Hey, boys, come in. What a father.
Jeez, I'll tell you what, I hope the Australian Federal Police are listening.
What really brings you in here tonight? You're desperate and dateless, or you're just out here for a good night to try and enjoy yourself?
That is the worst
magnificent opening line
in the history of the world.
How did Sean open up to you, Aaron? Do you remember?
Well, I walked into the Coogee Pavilion with a couple of girlfriends, and I noticed Sean. I thought he was quite good looking, and I thought he's either army or police.
Did the handcuffs give that away?
When they were on me, but I was in the back of a paddy wagon. Not in that way.
Do you have the alarm on?
Wait till the baton comes out.
But, yeah.
It's only a matter of time. The way I go to the toilet, I drop my pants when I go to the urinal.
I remember one day walking in the footy stadium and this young kid said, gee, Daddy, what's that? He said, that's the big one.
Then he went next to him and said, no, it's not.
That's not bad.